We are entering a new year, friends. It's that time when an optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old year leaves.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I heard about an old guy who moved into a retirement community. He was excited. There was a pool, a hot tub. He didn't have to cut the grass. Life was great. Before long, he had made a number of friends among the other residents, and best of all, there was one lady he was especially fond of, attracted to, and it seemed she was attracted to him as well. Soon they began spending lots of time together, and finally one evening he got up the nerve to propose to her. "Will you marry me?" he asked. The next morning he woke up rather excited, remembering that proposal, but try as he might, he couldn't remember her answer. Finally, he rang her doorbell and said, "I'm a little embarrassed. I proposed to you last night, but I can't remember if you said yes or no." "Oh, thank goodness," she replied. "I remember saying yes, but I couldn't remember who asked me." As we enter a brand new year, you may feel like that old guy did about your New Year's resolutions. You tell yourself, "This year, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I will spend less and save more. I will weigh less and pray more. I will learn a new hobby and spend more time with God." But soon you wake up having forgotten all about those resolutions. So here's a suggestion for a new way to remember in the new year. I've adapted a list of resolutions prepared by the Reverend Walter Schodel. These are 7-ups for the new year. They have nothing to do with the soft drink and everything to do with our attitudes and actions. The first, wake up. Begin the day with God. It is His day. Wake up and remember David's words in Psalm 118:24. "Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Begin each day confident that God has something good in store and will give you the strength and wisdom to follow His will. The second is dress up. Put on a smile. It improves your looks and reflects your attitude. Center that attitude in the whatsoever things of Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. The third is shut up. Watch your tongue. Don't gossip. Say nice things. Learn to listen more and speak less. Proverbs 13:3 reminds us that he who guards his lips guards his soul. Think before you speak, and think 7 times before logging on to social media. The fourth, stand up. Take a stand for what you believe. Resist evil. Do good. Five, look up. Open your eyes to the Lord. After all, He is your only Savior. Live life looking down, and you miss sunsets and rainbows and the doors God wants you to open each day. Psalm 121 says, "I will look up to the mountains from where my help comes. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Look up." Number 6, reach up. Spend time in prayer, taking your adorations, confessions, thanksgivings, and petitions to the Lord. And the final 7-up is lift up. Be available to help those in need, serving, supporting, and sharing. Your eyes will open to see those who are down emotionally, spiritually, or financially, and you can lift them up. These are our 7-ups for the new year. From our house to your house, a happy new year.
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Sonia Camilleri, a fun, faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4 to 7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.